thank you, Mr. Chairman, but I'm not sure we have a chairman, so unless is Lee the chairman. I thought this was going to be a round table, and we were going to sit around a table and talk, but this turns out to be a lectern. Let me make just a few points, being not, I think, a terrible amount left to say after what we've heard yesterday. First of all, my understanding was the topic was the future of conservatism, not the future of the conservative movement. I have taken the position that the conservative movement is over. The conservative movement was what we did from, say, 1955 until 1980, I think. At that point, from 1955 to 1980, we were on the outside. In 1980, as a political movement, we got inside. And it seemed to me the movement, as such, came to an end. Now, conservatism is essentially the majority position in America, even if we don't elect a conservative president. But I think to think of ourselves as a movement, I think, is thinking too small. We need to see ourselves as part of American history and, indeed, the major force in American politics today. You may think that's optimistic. My sense is that the intellectual battle has been won, and it was won essentially in 1980 when the movement succeeded and the conservatives took power in Washington and demonstrated during the Reagan years and subsequently that conservatism worked, that the intellectual ideas that had been developed in the academy and in the magazines and in the movement, they delivered what they said they would deliver. So we had tax cuts, we had deregulation, a strong foreign policy, and subsequent to the Reagan administration, we had welfare reform, which obviously worked. So it seems to me that the intellectual battle has been won. That doesn't mean that we stop publishing magazines or stop arguing in the academy, but I think we have to find new labels for the old wine. The old wine is fine, but it needs new labels. Bill Buckley said in 1963 that we needed new idioms, as he put it, to get inside the vibrations of modern life, typical Bill Buckley formulation. That was true in 1963, and I think it's true today. We always have to provide new ways of describing the old truths, but I think we can do it with the knowledge, indeed with the proof, that it works, because we did it once in the Reagan years, and it did work. Obviously, we have to show that it worked, but it doesn't seem to me that that's speculative anymore. So while we need new idioms, I think what we need is new leaders. We need leadership, and that turns out to be very difficult. Indeed, I think it'll turn out to be more difficult than making the arguments and developing the theories and the theses and the programs that, for example, were put into place in the Reagan administration. The development of the ideas and the programs was and is widely distributed. They can be developed in every corner of the country, in every corner of every university. We have somebody scribbling away at night, perhaps producing ideas. That's a widely distributed operation. But leadership, by definition, requires focusing on a single person or several people to carry those ideas. And I think that has proved and will prove to be far more difficult in the end than the ideas. We need a new Ronald Reagan, obviously. And people say, well, of course, we're not going to have a new Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was unique. And there is a sense in which, of course, that's true. Ronald Reagan was particularly skillful. But I think part of that sentiment misses one of the essences of Ronald Reagan, which was that he was a very hard worker. He was a hard-working intellectual. He read, he studied, he wrote, he took notes, he had ideas, he knew facts. And he was able, because he did all that and had done it for 20 or 30 years, he was able to argue with the best of the newsmen. That's sort of an oxymoron, I guess. and beat them at their own game. And what we need today, I think, is leaders who will read and write and study and know facts. And I think that's what's missing today. And it may be that the conservative, not the remnant of the conservative movement, but these are the progenitors of the conservative movement, I think they have a new responsibility, and that is to go out and work on the leadership issue. That's not to say we abandon the ideas, but we took it, and took it for the last 50 years, if you will, as our job to formulate ideas and policies in think tanks and magazines. And I think, since I think that has essentially been accomplished, I think we need to focus more on finding and producing a new generation of leaders.